the book Hebrews, part 202. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which are written, or maybe just have a question or just want to know something, you are so very, very welcome. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. International number for our WhatsApp in South Africa is +27 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. That's the Father's name. This is all small letters, although we don't write the Father's name in small letters, but this is our website. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you missed out on a lot of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you have at least a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I'm so excited for us to continue where we left off yesterday morning, chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. We're going back to verse 12 because there's still, I want to use it just as a springboard to go into the next scripture that I'm going to share with you. He says in Hebrews 10 verse 12, but this man, Yahushua, after he, capital H, had offered, verse 13, from henceforth expecting till his enemy be made his footstool. From henceforth expecting till his, capital H, enemy be made his, capital H, Yahushua's footstool. Now, I'm not going to continue on this because we've studied quite a bit of it yesterday. Very interesting understanding that death is still functioning today. It is not my theology. It's written in the Word. But we were never taught and never trained in this. This is Revelation Word. Now we're going to, for verse 13, I'm going to use 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50, and continue with it. You have it? Make a note. We are still studying Hebrews 10, verse 13. But for scriptures, confirmation scriptures to what I've said. Because you know, I like the Word must speak for itself, to confirm itself. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50 and onwards. I'm reading Hebrews 10, 13. From henceforth expecting till his enemy be made his footstool. 1 Corinthians 50, 50. Now this I say, brethren. Now who's speaking to he now? You see, now for a child to read this, they can't understand it. Church people battles to understand what is written here. And this is what makes Bible uninteresting to read. And that's why Yahweh guided me many, many, many years ago to use my fingers as brackets. And that's all my books, my English and my Afrikaans books. I use brackets to explain. Now I'm going to explain. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 15. Now this I, in brackets, Apostle Paul. Now this I, brethren, now this I, Apostle Paul says, brethren. Now why brethren? Who's the brethren? It's the bride of Yahushua, or the Yahvist. You were not Christians. Because in the lifetime of Yahushua, there was no Christians. The word Christians never even exist. For more than 300 years later, it never exists. Till 325, 327 at the Council of Nicaea, then Emperor Constantine created the word Christian for the Roman Catholic Church. And up till today, when you hear when on the news bulletin they talk about the Christian Church or the Christians, Roman Catholics, it's not Protestants, and I'm not even a Protestant, I'm a full-blooded Yahwist. I don't live in the lies that they teach the Protestants. He says in verse 50, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50, now this I, Apostle Paul, say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. Kingdom, capital K. It's not the British kingdom. The kingdom of Yahweh Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What does he say? He's speaking to the brethren. And the Bible says, I reveal myself unto whom I will. You must be a brother. If you want revelation word, and a sister. I like to include the women as well, the sisters, brother and sisters. Now this I say, brethren and sisters, that flesh and blood, this that you see here, 100 kilograms solid man meat, can't inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. It can't. That flesh and blood cannot, if you've got a highlighter, highlight that cannot inherit the kingdom, capital K, kingdom of Yahweh Almighty. It says God, but the word God in the 1611, in the time of Apostle Paul, never exists. The name Kyrios, the Greek word Kyrios, was only used between 100 and 127 years after Yahushua, when the Roman Catholic Church created the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. So it was Kyrios in the 2nd century, and then in the 6th century it became Theos, Latin. And then in the 13th century, Kyrios and Theos became Lord. And God in Theos means God, Son God, Son Theos, Son Theos, Son Kyrios, Numero Gras, Zeus, Jesus. I say, brethren, the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahweh Almighty. Neither doth corruption inherit in corruption. What does it say? People that live a corrupted life cannot inherit a spiritual body. It needs to be changed from flesh and blood. If you want to be drawn away, the coming of Yahushua in Greek, the parousia, not the harpazo. The harpazo is the rapture. I hear 99% of the English pastors teach about the rapture, rapture, rapture. The rapture is the second coming. It's actually the third coming. Do you know these three comings? The third coming is the rapture. The first coming, I'm just for interest sake, first coming, make your note, was when Yahushua was born as a child. He came to earth. He was sent to earth. The second coming will be at the end of Revelation 3 verse 22, right? Revelation 3, 22. Why? The end of the age of grace. Are we living in the age of grace? Yes. How does it come to its end? The second coming of Yahushua. And then we will be changed. 1 Corinthians. Because he says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahweh Almighty. My flesh and blood can't go into heaven. It will be a change from flesh into spirit. From earthly into heavenly. Because flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of Yahweh. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. If my body is corrupted with sin, it cannot there's a saying that kind seeks after kind. So with other words, I need to live in holiness. If I want to, after I came to repentance and being immersed in the name of Yahshua for the remission of my sin, Acts 2:36 to 41, Romans 6 verse 1 to 12, Galatians 3 verse 16 to 23 to 29, Galatians 3, 26, 29, so I can continue. If I want to have part in that, if I want to be part of the bride of Yahshua, end of Revelation 3, 22, the end of the time of grace, I need to repent. I need to accept Yahshua as my Savior and my Redeemer. And then this corrupted flesh, this flesh, earthly body, it's for the worms. It's going to stay behind. Although it's so holy, for the time that we live, that on earth, that this body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. The Bible says so. Yahshua says he doesn't live. Yahshua says he doesn't live in temples which is made by man's hands. He says, but your bodies are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Where does he dwell? Not in my heart. He dwells in my soul's dimension. He lives within us. That's why the word says, be holy for I am holy. Strive towards holiness. It's a lifelong dedication. Holiness. Every day. That's why Apostle Paul said, we must live in holiness every day of our lives. Laying off the things of the flesh. What do you mean, laying off the things of the flesh? Well, we need also to have our eyes saved, especially the men. Women also. The things that we are looking at, our eyes need to be saved, laying off the things of the flesh. You can be immersed 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, but your eyes can still wanders around, which is not supposed to do. So those are things that need to be laid off all the time. That's why Paul, Apostle Paul said, we need to live in holiness. Be holy for I am holy. You will live although you have died. Why? Because this flesh, this body of flesh, will have to die, not only a spiritual death when I am immersed, but this body is going to die the moment that the coming of Yahshua is going to occur for the bride. Because at the coming of Yahshua is only coming for his bride. Then the third time, so the second time is when he comes for the bride, Parousia, the coming of Yahshua. The third time he's coming, Revelation 19 verse 11 to 21. Now, we were taught when we were in church those years, oh, that is the time that Jesus is coming with a rapture. He's coming for the church. He can't come for the church. How's the church? From the moment that the coming is going to occur, Revelation 3:22, you will have a 7 years and 105 days great tribulation period on earth. It will be abomination upon desolate. So does the Bible say, in Daniel 12 verse 11, Daniel 12 verse 12. So how are people going to survive? Revelation 13 verse 16 to 18. Without the mark on the right hand of the forehead. And the Bible says, nobody will be able to buy and sell without the mark of the beast. And this year, a lot of people in Europe and America has taken the mark of the beast already. So the third time that Yahshua is returning, he's coming with the bride. The first time when he came, the angels were singing unto him about his arrival as a baby. The second time when he's coming, he's coming with the angels for the bride. The third time when he's coming with the bride that's been parousia into heaven. That's been there 7 years and 115 days. 105 days, sorry. Now he's coming back with the bride. Revelation 19 verse 11. Why? Because we are coming on white horses. He's coming on a white horse with a sword. Oh, he's going to make war against the Antichrist. No. The Bible says the sword is in his mouth. The sword of righteousness is in his mouth. There's no sword. The sword is judgment that is going to speak over the nations of Israel and over the Antichrist people. Because only two-thirds of Israel is going to die at that stage. One-third of Israel is going to be saved. That's called Jacob's bride. One-third, the remnant, called the remnant of Israel, will be saved. That was my doctoral degree sometimes ago, 15 years ago or whatever. That, longer, 18 years ago. So that is one-third of Israel. The third time that he's coming, he's not coming for the church. How is the church going to survive for 7 years and 105 days without buying and selling? You can't go into no shops. You can't go near a doctor. You can't get petrol or gas. Or you can't go in a drugstore. You can't go in a food store. You can't rent a house. You can't drive your car. You can't put petrol in your gas in your car. You can't function. How are you going to function? As a church, the bride has been taken out. The church will go through the great tribulation. Although there's a few of them, just after the coming of Yahushua secured the parousia, there's a few that will buy eternal life with their own blood. Revelation 6 verse 9. And their souls will rest under the altar. So, do we understand now? So this body will have to be clothed to be able to be changed from a corrupted body into an uncorrupted body. Now, as bride, I want to say, I like the word that says, from a fleshly body into a spiritual body. Because as bride of Yahushua, we are not corrupted. We live in a corrupted world, but the bride of Yahushua is surely not corrupted. The youngest is not corrupted. Why? Because we are living in holiness every day. We're striving towards total holiness every day. And that's why Apostle Paul said, one day at a time. So when Yahushua, when he comes, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50, we are going to inherit the kingdom of Yahweh, our Father. And this fleshly body will be changed into a spiritual body. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, then we will continue. Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.